Our next speaker is Ken Buklowski.
Okay. My report is just a report on the survey response analysis. Hopefully most of the people here actually participated in that survey, so I'm basically just summarizing and reporting on what the members of the forum have reported via the survey. So if we move to slide two, what I'm going to report on right now are something about the communities that are indicated and the questions that were answered. This afternoon I'll look at some of the other parts of the survey. This was question 3, A, B, C, and D. The issues were, for your community, your constituency, what value does ontology or ontological engineering bring? Part B was, what issues are being encountered in bringing ontology or ontology engineering into your community? Then what specific problems do you see that need help? And finally, the last question was, can you suggest solutions to the issues mentioned above? And what I found actually was that there was a lot of overlap among these. So sometimes something was listed as an issue and maybe should have been listed as a problem. So I don't want to dwell too much on that, but I will give the survey results, by question. Now, moving to slide 3, I found that there was a fairly large number of communities that were represented. All of the communities that were listed in the survey had at least 6 members, and in addition, there were quite a number of other communities, a couple of dozen additional communities were listed as other. So this gives you an idea of the wealth of diversity that we have in this represented in this survey. Business communities, biomedical, lots of formal communities such as concept maps and the semantic web, sub-communities like genomics. Moving to slide 4, also linguistic communities, this RI community, and Web 2.0. Web 2.0 was really very well represented in the survey, and in many ways, I found that there were different points of view taken by the different communities. So it's definitely something to take into consideration as we move forward with this framework, to be sensitive to the fact that there are many communities and they each have to be, their issues and problems have to be addressed. Now, moving to slide 5, the values question, that's question 3A. The issue was, what value do you see this the ontology bringing to your community? And interoperability came out at the top, and then followed closely behind by integration. And those two, of course, are very closely related. So interoperability and integration are definitely considered key values. They're the main purposes that people see as being the value that this brings to their community. Logical reasoning was also fairly high, and machine interpretable and representable. Those are also listed as one of the main reasons why, main definitions of ontology that we're using.
Just a quick clarification. Don't want to jump in there. I didn't actually take part in the questionnaire. Is that on the basis of a predefined drop-down list, or is that people's own terminologies in those replies?
Oh yeah, thanks for bringing that up. There were no drop-down lists in the answers to these questions. What I was doing was taking the questions and dividing up the answers into each of the various topics that I'm listing here. So, these were not taken from any list. If you want to see the original answers, they are available on the website and the wiki. And they're also divided up according to the community. so you can see the answers within the context of the community in which they were given. So this is just giving you a brief summary of this. The more elaborate presentation of the results is on the wiki. So I encourage everyone to look at that because it really will tell you more than just this summary will tell you. So we can see definitely the major values that people have perceived in this, but there are many others as well that come into this list. So if you look at that list on the slide, you see some interesting ones that one might not at first think of as being important, such as reduction of cost and risk. That is not one that I would have thought of, and yet it came up five times. Others like sense-making, that's another one that, again, it's not one that I would have thought of, although it's only came up twice. This slide has all the ones that were mentioned at least twice. If you move on to slide six, you'll see others that occurred just once. Again, there's quite a diversity of values that people see that are that we should, you know, at least think about, try to address in developing this framework. Moving to slide seven, issues. Now here we start really getting into the problems and issues that are going to be very important for us. Education ended up being very high. It really dominated here and in the other questions. We're not apparently doing a really good job of getting our message across. To a large extent, that may be that we're just couching we're using our terminology. We're expressing everything using this logical, sophisticated terminology, which is just not getting through. People are not understanding what we're getting at. So education is a big issue. Demystifying and simplifying ontologies and ontological terminology was brought up again and again. We really have to work at that if we're going to be inclusive and to reach our audience. Demonstrate utility was also very important. That was the number two. And I'm not sure how we can address that here, but at least we can have a framework where hopefully this can be addressed. And number three was developing, the third most important was development methods, which I believe we just had a talk on. So that's, I believe, is something that we're starting to address. Lack of common understanding was also an issue. Let's see. So let me move on to slide eight. These are other issues that were mentioned once. Again, it's helpful if you look over these as we develop our framework. Slide number nine looks at the problems, and you notice here education, getting our ideas across, is again right up at the very top, followed by development methods, and then lack of common understanding. So what we're doing here today is certainly going to be very important in addressing the problems and issues that the individuals in this survey expressed as being the most important problems to be addressed in their individual communities. Moving to number 10, slide 10, you see there's still other issues that were mentioned. These were each mentioned just once. Finally, slide 11, what are the solutions? The number one, the most important in terms of the number of responses here, were the issue of having methods for developing, verifying, and validating ontologies. I kind of glommed together a number of different ways of expressing this. There definitely needs to be some more guidance to individuals about how ontologies are to be created. There are methodologies out there right now. There's quite a list, in fact. I suppose what we really need to do is get our message across a little bit better, about these methods, make them more accessible and available to people. I know, you know, the methods are there. There's no question that they're available. We should just, you know, make them more accessible. And then continuing down the list, the number of solutions actually wasn't all that large relative to the number of problems, you'll notice. And there wasn't, you know, whereas in the case of issues and problems, you get a lot of commonality, you know, 15 or, you know, so responses all said education. Whereas, you know, the number of solutions, you see only a few that went above two people who suggested these solutions. But definitely there are solutions out there also. So, you know, that's another aspect of this that we should consider. Try to be more inclusive. Finally, slide 12. Other solutions that are listed, each only once. Let's see. Are there any other slides? That's all. Okay, so that's all I have to report right now. I'll be reporting more about the survey this afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Ken.